I remember I was upset. I don't remember exactly what I was upset about. Not that it's relevant, but what is relevant is that I was mad. I stomped away from you, and you continued to rustle about, gathering some things, preparing to leave the house to do whatever it is you were doing that day. I didn't even say goodbye, I just walked away, throwing off articles of clothing on my way to the bathroom. I started my shower, and I was determined not to speak to you until I saw you again later, so I got into the shower without saying another word. I wet my body and my hair, let the water rain down on me, and then I heard you come in. You said my name, and I ignored you. You said it again, along with some other words, also not relevant or important, and I ignored you. So you pushed open the shower curtain. You talked to me, and I tried to ignore you, tried to go on about my business, running my fingers through my hair, making sure the water soaked through, reaching for my shampoo. When I did that, you stopped me. You grabbed my face with your right hand, gently. But you did it, and turned my face toward you. You made me look at you. You apologized. I pulled my face away from your grip, and I kissed my teeth at you. You didn't like that. You put a hand against my chest, and you pushed me gently against the back shower wall. And with the other hand, you grabbed my face again and made me look at you. You leaned into the shower and you kissed me hard, passionately, and I didn't want to let you. I almost bit you. But then I was overwhelmed as you swiftly moved your hand from my chest to my pussy. And you drove your fingers in between my lips. And I moaned in your mouth. I tried to say words, and I pressed my palms against your arms as if to push you away, but I didn't really want you to go anywhere. And you weren't going anywhere. You stood firm, rubbing your fingers against my pussy. And when I started to moan louder into your mouth, we were still kissing. You pushed against me a little harder. You started to move your fingers faster. You pushed against me harder and stepped into the shower, fully clothed, shoes and all. You were getting soaked and you didn't care. You pinned me against the wall with the weight of your body. I couldn't move, and I was okay with that. Your hand went from my face to my neck. You wrapped your very large hand around my throat, and you started to give it a light squeeze while you fondled my pussy, while you felt it getting wetter, dripping, not just because we were in the shower, but because I was exceedingly turned on by what was happening, and you had no intention of stopping. The louder I moaned, the harder you pushed against me, the deeper your fingers went, the faster you moved them, the tighter you squeezed around my throat. You knew I was getting close. You could feel it in my body. You could feel me trembling. You could feel me needing that release, just from understanding the movement of my body, jagged movements of my body, the erratic convulsions. You knew. You pushed harder. You squeezed harder. You stopped kissing me, and you looked into my eyes. And I looked up into yours. There was nothing I could say. All I could do was hang my mouth open and moan at you. And you kissed me sweetly on the forehead. You leaned in to my ear and you said, "Come for me." And I trembled something fierce. It was gonna happen. I was gonna come for you. And I said, "Yes, Daddy." And you squeezed my throat until I could no longer breathe. And I felt your fingers plunge into me as deep as they could go. And I completely lost it. I exploded all over them. And it was such a violent orgasm that you could barely keep me held up against the wall. And still you kept going. You let go of my throat and I gasped. It's loud enough for all the neighbors to hear. And you kept on. You leaned into my ear again. And you told me to come for you. And I did. Again, and again, and again. And when you thought I'd had enough, you pulled your fingers out. You dragged that hand up to my face, and you shoved your fingers into my mouth. And I sucked them clean. Was possibly the hottest shower I've ever and never taken. Very unproductive as showers go. But I sure came a lot. And I forgot why I was mad at you, so I guess you did something right. You stepped out of the shower, smacked me on the ass, and called me a good girl. We both went back to what we were previously doing. And I remember thinking, what a way to start the day. Hey guys. I was listening to the audio you just heard, and I thought, it's kind of short, isn't it? And I didn't even come. How unfair. I'm so sorry to treat you all so poorly. So I thought, I would add a little special treat at the end. Especially because in the text of some of my posts, I've written that I come every time, and if I don't come, then I'd be a liar, wouldn't I? And I don't want to be a liar. I want to be a man of my word. So, let's come together. Fuck. Because I know it wasn't enough, what you got to hear. I know that the last 8 minutes was not enough time for you to come. I mean, unless you really, really made it a quickie, but some of you need more time. Some of you need more moans and dirty, dirty stuff to get you there. And I get that. I totally get that. So let's get there. I'm ready. I'm ready to come with you. I'm ready for you to come with me. That's what I really want. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. I don't care what the fuck you've got going on down there. I don't care where you are. I don't care how discreet or indiscreet you are at the moment. I just want you to touch yourself and come, or get as close as you can to coming. Tease yourself if you want to. I like that. Think about what you just heard. And how much it turned you on. And how much hearing me right now is turning you on even more. Well, I'm touching my pussy for you. Nothing special, no toys. Just my fingers. Playing a song for you. So come on. Touch your stuff. Do it. Do it for me. And come with me. Come with me. Come on. Come with me. Come. Yeah. Up and get back to work or whatever. Love ya. Bye.